And he was fat, oh, just as fat as he could be. But still, he was a boar hog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had never been changed. And that is the awfulest hide I ever seen. He, to me, he wasn't fitting for nothing. I didn't.
What do they call those teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
What about the stiff hairs that they have on their back?
Well, that's it. Some of them has a brisket. Them older hogs do.
Mm-hmm. But the younger ones?
You think young hogs don't have it, don't have it. Just pay no attention to it. Not enough to pay attention to it. You scald them and clean them and just clean the pretty good.
Most people have that out of wood to carry water in.
Made out of wood to carry water in.
Yeah.
Bucket.
What about milk?
Well, we always had the different kind of pails to put milk in. It wasn't a wooden bucket. We never did put milk in a wooden bucket.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, most of what we call a pail would be a tin bucket of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Tin, you know, made out of tin or aluminum or something like that. But all these wooden cedar buckets, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about, that was the main water buckets, that was, they kept the water cooler and everything.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry food to the hogs?
Baskets or tubs or anything, just anything that you get a hold of.
Uh-huh. What about something that's
like
a throw the dish water in
and
everything?
Oh, that's slop buckets.
Okay.
We used to use, of course, you know, when we had our hogs up to feed them, maybe just one to ten out there, before you wash the dishes in the dish water and you put all your scraps and things in there and you had that grease and that stuff and now you pour it off in there. And they love that slop.
Can you tell the difference in a hog
that
you feel between the
stop
and one
that you
put up
in the corn? Well, you just feed him on the slop, you would never have any meat, would you? You wouldn't have it, you've got to have the corn.
Mm-hmm. When you
carry
the slop out to them, you pour it in
the... They drink it just as they would wine, you know. You know, that's what it's like.
What
we used in a trough. Take mm-hmm. two planks and make them together at the bottom and the end of them and just pour it in the trough.
Did you have a couple of those?
You had two troughs. You just had one hog. That'd be a different situation. We always fed them hogs. When we fed them, we always had a place that we fed them every time. And if we had our share of corn, well, we put it in the same trough, we give them the water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is air corn, we just throw it out there in the pen and let them get anxious.
What would you find anxious?
Find eggs in.
Right.
Oh, we only fried our eggs in the skillet on the stove.
Did you put the skillet and egg out on?
Well, it's the middle.
Is that the sweet metal or cast
iron? Cast iron. Most of them, the good ones, it's all cast iron metal.
What do you call something similar to that if you have little eggs on it and you can cook in the fireplace?
My wife cooked a many meals in our camper when we used to spend about a long time. We cooked them in that Dutch oven, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And I know we used to hunt down there. She used to go with us and we'd cook out there. And she'd make a whole lot of biscuits and put them in that Dutch oven. Had legs on it about that long and set it down on the fire that way. We'd have a shovel and she'd reach under there, take a big shovel full of them cold, hot coals and things.